Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary wants a 2-drink limit at airports to try and curb in-flight violence. Catherine is on the line. Do you agree?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I was just listening to that, you know. And if I'm understanding it correctly, now, you can have 2 drinks prior to getting on the airplane, you know, a departure. Mm-hmm. And then, now, this is my question, and this is where I would have a problem. When you get on the plane, can you then, you know, sort of have drinks on the plane?
It would appear so.
Oh, that's cute of them now, isn't it?
It would,
you know, you can have two drinks in departure lounge, and then when you get on the plane, you can have as many as you want.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be as many as you want now. I mean, what he has said is he wants the alcohol limits in airports, so it's in airports to tackle the rise in disorder and flights, and then it would be 2 drinks per journey to curb the antisocial behaviour. So I suppose it depends how you interpret the journey. But look, irrespective of that, Catherine, is it a good idea?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, I would agree because, you know, I could be a nervous flyer, you know, and if there were violence on the plane, it would wow. I mean, you know, it would upset me. Having said that, you know, I can understand that young people sort of going away on their holidays, they're all excited and all the rest of it. But, you know, there has to be a limit. And yes, I would agree with there being a limit simply because, you know, I mean, some people, everyone, you know, when you're drinking, I don't drink, but I mean, that's neither here nor there. But I mean, you know, it can have different effects on you. And then, you know, if there is violence on the plane, what, you know, how can you curtail that? I mean, it can, you know, you're in our plane, you have no, you know, you have the air hostesses and all the rest of it. But I mean, you know, you have no real control, and that can be scary.
If it happens. Actually, I'd love to chat to people today. Maybe, like, if you've been on a flight and you've witnessed this kind of antisocial behaviour that we hear about from time to time, let me know. It's 1800 453 106. Owen Curry is the editor of Air and Travel magazine. Owen, can you clarify what Michael O'Leary wants? Is it just the 2-drink limit in the airport, or can you booze as much as you want then in the sky?
Good afternoon. Yeah, like a lot of what Michael O'Leary says, it isn't really thought through to the exact, this is how many ills of alcohol somebody would take. What he's talking about is a rise in disorder on the aircraft. There is an obligation. I mean, there's some suggestion, oh, well, Ryanair sell their baggies to people as soon as they get on. But it isn't as simple as that. There is an obligation on cabin crew under international aviation law not to serve someone who has had too much to drink. It's not really a personal thing. They are not allowed to do it because they can be held accountable for it. What he's seeing is, yeah, same as a publican. He's seeing an increase of disorderly incidents. He thinks that people are drinking excessively at the airport. He also makes a very good point that there's a higher degree of, apart from alcohol, other drugs involved in the online onboard incidents.
Right.
And there are a couple of routes that are particularly noted for us. He says Ibiza is a bit of a nightmare. I know, you know, there are traditional holiday routes that people drink a lot while they're going away during the summer. And you can almost identify them, Andrea.
How would you manage this at the airport, Owen?
Very difficult to manage at the airport. Because the airport isn't, you know, a one bar run by Dublin Airport Authority. It's a series of franchises, and everybody is in there making their, you know, running their business as businesses can do. They also tend to have different operating hours than your traditional publican because the big wave of flights is early in the morning and people going off on their holidays will head to the bar at a very early hour, and the thing in the airport allows that. So it would be difficult to sort of say you're having 2 drinks in this bar and that's it, you're getting on board. But where the real policing of this, and I've seen it happen, takes place is at the gate. If someone is too intoxicated, they will not be allowed board because, as your first caller there says, you're in a small confined space for 2.5 hours or up to 4 hours flying to the Canary Islands, and you don't want disorderly people on board.
To be fair to Michael O'Leary, his point on this, he was talking about it in an interview with the Daily Telegraph, and like he makes the point, we don't allow people to drink drive, and yet we're putting them up in an aircraft at 33,000 feet, you know, inebriated people at the gate, boarding in large groups can be difficult. The whole thing, I suppose, can kind of lend itself somewhat to misbehaviour or, you know, at times antisocial behaviour.
It's very unpleasant for everyone involved. The cabin crew will know to stop serving someone. The problem then is sometimes there's drink brought on board that they access, and there's an increase in aggression, you know, which either has led to assaults on cabin crew. We've had flights diverted. That causes huge inconvenience to all the passengers on board. It doesn't happen as much out of Ireland as it does out of England and Scotland, but it still is a growing problem. What I've noticed myself, Andrea, is excessive drinking isn't new to aviation. And anyone who thinks that it's new should have been at Italian 90 or whatever. But what I've noticed is an increase in reaction to alcohol with other substances. And it doesn't just mean illegal drugs, of which we're a problem, but also we're taking far more prescription drugs than we ever did before we fly. People come, and even not a huge amount of alcohol can cause a psychotic reaction. And
who knows what the makeup of the cocktail is. I'm going to the airport on Friday afternoon. I'm likely going to have two drinks at the airport, but like, I'm not going to get on the plane and start causing a load of hassle, and nor will the people who are with me. But I do wonder about, you know, yeah, like, is there not personal responsibility, Owen, in all of this too, though?
Of course there is, but you wouldn't be let on board. I mean, they'll say, there's Andre on the batter again. We won't let her near the flight. No, they will stop people who are intoxicated from boarding. The problem then is people who react very quickly after they've got on board.
It's the reaction, I suppose.
And then you have, but most of the rows don't start about the drink or the second drink or the third. They start over something else, like the seat being left back or armrests or something like that, and people get very aggressive very quickly.
People wanting to change seats. I can only imagine the scene. All right, Owen. Paul is with us. Stay with us, Owen, for a few moments. Paul is on the line in Sligo. Is it a good move?
Well, it is. Actually, I'm in Galway. I misspelt that. I'm from Sligo, but I'm in Galway.
No problem, Paul.
It is a good move, but I can't possibly see how it could be policed. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds of people roaming around departures. Who's going to be counting drinks?
Well, a text in here from Michael in Westport. He suggests you'd link it to your boarding pass in the same way as, you know, when you buy something at duty free, they swipe the boarding pass.
The people behind the bar haven't got time for that. You know, they're so busy. And secondly, I can go into duty free and get a bottle of alcohol and drink it on board.
Yeah, but it's everybody not sealed.
Everybody going into duty free doesn't buy Toblerones. So, it's a great idea, as I said, but I just can't see it's working. I just can't. So many people roaming around departures, and they wouldn't be able to keep track of, and they wouldn't have the time to be checking boarding cars.
Yeah, how you'd monitor the two-drink limit.
Yeah, and people spilling drinks on them and everything. Oh, no, it wouldn't work.
What about you, Simon? Do you think the two-drink limit's a good idea?
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, Andrea. I absolutely do, because we're reaching critical mass in the industry with incidents at the moment. In fact, stats are out for 2023. 50 airlines reported 24,500 incidents on board, the majority of them through intoxication. And then a massive increase in the past 3 years. In 2021, there was one incident per 835 flights, 2022, one incident per 568, and the latest data from 2023, one in 480. So in the space of 2 years, a 74% increase.
Where are these stats from, Simon? Sorry.
These are official stats from IATA.
Okay, so, you work in the industry, do you?
I do indeed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So okay. It really is on the rise. Particularly, even a survey recently conducted in the UK, saying surveying passengers said that 17% have been on board an aircraft in the past 2 to 3 years, where they've witnessed an intoxicated, unruly passenger incident, whereby the aircraft has actually had to divert, or upon destination, the police have had to meet someone. So they're basically the three options. You can continue to the destination, return to origin, or in the worst case, when it's just, you have to divert. And yeah,
but why don't we put it back to person? Why don't we put it back to the personal responsibility, Simon? And the person that, you know, led to that plane being diverted, why is there not some kind of a ban or something against them rather than the entire people on the flight?
Well, particularly in the US, the carriers will put them on a no-fly list. I'm actually not too sure about the stats on that in Europe, but whoever caused the diversion should legally be held liable for those charges. Oh, yeah, 100% I agree, because it's costly to the airline. It's disruptive to the passengers. You might not be able to take off from a diversion for a couple of hours if you don't get a slot from a busy airport. And, yeah, it really is a growing issue. And I agree. Look, you should link the two drinks to the boarding pass. It could be done. It's a quick scan. There should be a central database in every aircraft that's linked. I know each bar is a separate operation. However, they should be linked. It's easy enough to set up a centralised database, link that to drink limit. That's it. And I know there was the discussion of people drinking duty-free on board, but that's a criminal offence in itself. Mm. So there lies personal responsibility again. Absolutely.
It would seem, Owen, if you were going to introduce something like this, you know, like a two drink limit in all airports or in airports, I would imagine you couldn't then be serving booze in the sky.
That at some stage serving a drink in the sky will come to an end. I've been at those IATA conferences where that data is being produced, and that seems to be the direction we're going. It's very draconian, though, because there is a sense that, you know, a drink in the sky isn't always a bad thing, that people enjoy it. They're going on holidays. It relaxes some people who are nervous, all of that. But that seems to be overall the direction. The air rage incidents, not all of them are related to alcohol, by the way, only about a quarter of them. But the air rage incidents is rising. And when you come to aviation, safety is paramount. If there are, it is a big, big deal to divert an aircraft, and you know, people end up in court and are put on no-fly list. But sometimes you can have two or three incidents on the same flight without the flight being diverted, and it creates stress for everybody involved, especially the cabin crew who have to deal with this.
Jaron Wicklow suggests those who overindulge should be punished, not everybody else. Take their passport number, put them on a ban, even if they're being aggressive. I think it's actually quite simple, according to Jer. Blaise has got in touch and says, I spend a bit of time in Ibiza. I've never travelled on a Ryanair flight to Ibiza that wasn't rowdy. I've witnessed people being escorted off the plane by the local police when we land. I've witnessed passengers being so drunk that they weren't capable of even getting off the plane without assistance if there was an emergency landing. I've witnessed passengers getting into drunken altercations with the police in the arrivals terminal. I can honestly say that the only time in my life I felt ashamed of being Irish is when I travel on this route to Ibiza from Dublin. So you agree, Simon, you think we should have this two drink limit?
Yeah, well, so certainly in the airport, on the aircraft, it's all depending on, you know, how people can conduct themselves. But I completely agree on the route itself, and there's some holiday routes, and like I've been on Ryanair flights before, none that have been diverted, but there's been some rowdiness where cabin crew have had to intervene. Anything I've witnessed, luckily there has been compliance, but too much alcohol, it's detrimental to the safety of everyone on board, and it does have to be addressed, absolutely.
I've another Owen on the line as well. Owen, do you think we should introduce this limit?
Well, I think, something definitely has to be done, you know, because there's more people now travelling than ever, and there's probably a lot of people who are not used to being on planes as well. And, you know, just maybe they think what they're used to, maybe having a few drinks, it might amplify when they're in that enclosed environment. And also, I think, there's plenty of people that kind of take prescription drugs beforehand as well and mix it with alcohol. I don't think there's enough people educated about the reactions of sedatives and alcohol. Like, because you could have, you know, you could have one or two drinks and maybe take your prescription drug, and you know, you'd feel like you've taken five or six, you know, especially in that environment. And you know, I don't think it's just one group of people, you know, it's all ages that, you know, if you're kind of have taken these drugs beforehand, you know, you don't know what reaction you're going to have when you're in the air.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you know, is it just booze? And should, you know, how do you?
I definitely don't think it is just booze, you know, and because there is a lot of drugs, I'd say, especially on those flights to Ibiza and stuff. Like, you wouldn't know what they're taking. But even, you know, some people who are just nervous and they take maybe a Xanax beforehand or something like that just to calm the nerves. But then they end up having a few too many drinks at the bar and they're just mixing in their